B-Pod Studios.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sorry, Jim. I know we're a little late here. Starting the hour here at 1 o'clock. A little behind.
Thanks, hat boy. I can't stand that hat. We're going on a boat trip. You can wear a hat. I'll let you wear a hat.
Fishing hats, the bucket hat or something?
Very kind to you.
I want you to wear one of those like Crocodile Dundee hats.
A vest with all the little pouches? Yeah.
How about one of the long billed heads that Smalls wears in Sandlot?
Nope. I want him to show up like that. Remember What About Bob? Bob Wiley when he went up to the lakes and he's got that big orange vest on. He's wearing one of those orange vests. With the fishing hooks in it.
Oh, okay.
And the little fishing license.
How about the one with the hooks in it from the fishing derby in Funny Farm?
What you need with the old guy?
Why don't you sit down?
Sit down and knock him out. He won't feel the door coming up.
Tom Brady. At Tom Brady on Twitter. New Twitter account for him. It says family and football is his bio. His tweet from 50 minutes ago says, I'm retiring. In my spare time, I'll be tweeting. Hashtag LFG.
This ain't funny. Okay.
April Fool's.
Watch it be real.
Good way to launch a Twitter account, though.
Hell yeah. How many followers do you have?
Right now, 45,000.
45,000?
46,000. It's going up by the second.
He's no Kardashian, but
how long before he gets to a million?
Well, he won't get to that.
I don't know if he's
sure he will.
I don't know if he's going to look at his mentions.
I don't think he'll ever tweet again.
But already, Tom, welcome to the world of Twitter, where people don't understand jokes and sarcasm. There was a great response to him saying that he was going to retire. And it's this long-winded thing from a guy who claims to be this youth football coach and saying how, you know, that's a BS way to treat your team. The last time a kid quit on me, I got his father fired by claiming he was drinking on the job. And somebody starts replying to him saying, it's April Fool's, you dummy. It's like, no, that guy was joking too. You're going to enter into this cesspool now, Tom. If you bother to read your mentions, and I recommend you do not, You're going to run into a lot of people with zero sense of humor. They are humorless.
Right.
They can't do it. They shouldn't be on here.
2,500 mentions already. I don't think he's going to read them all.
3-year Letterman is like one of those parody accounts. Like, it's sort of one of those like
that's the one I was
comedy sports accounts.
And it's funny. There's funny stuff on there. And people are like snapping back at that guy.
Read the bio of 3-year Letterman. It says youth football coaching legend.
Yes.
Diehard Georgia fan. 3-year high school football letterman. Show-stopping little league umpire. Region champion. 3-way tie.
People are, you sound like a loser. I read your bio.
I'm like, oh. So, Tom, don't. Tweet and then leave it alone. Yeah. You know what? For his insufferable and infuriating as Maz is on Twitter, he's got the right attitude. Treat it like a Molotov cocktail. Just throw something out there.
Throw bombs and walk away. And
don't even look back.
How about Rochi? I know it's Tom Brady and I know it's April Fool's Day, but I didn't find any humor in this.
Oh, he's humorless to begin with.
Wow,
there you go.
Rochi, he was always looking for a good joke.
That's not funny, Beetle. That's not funny. No, that's not funny. Come on, Tom.
That's what happens when you get up at 5:30.
Can I tell you what social media joke over the weekend I was sort of unimpressed with? And it's making the rounds.
What's that?
And it's the roller coaster with Billy Corgan from Smash.
Jim said it was awesome. I'm like, I didn't think it was that great.
So the first time you watched it, you didn't laugh?
No, I didn't. I was
waiting for more after the Wii. I was waiting. I wanted more.
I can't believe it's got 100,000 views or something, whatever it has.
Oh, it's probably got more than that now.
Considering editing and everything, like I wanted more. Like nowadays, like you do better production than that.
Sometimes the best ideas are simple.
It has Hardy. That video now has 3.66 million views.
Oh,
just since
not that
the weekend.
It's not that good.
Can you play it, Jim, just so we get the audio of it, so people will understand it?
Turn me up, Jim. I've got it.
Yeah, okay. It's a video of the perspective of someone who's riding in the front row of a roller coaster.
Right.
Right? So it looks like, virtual reality. You're on a roller coaster.
POV, we call that, Beatle.
Point of view.
POV?
Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now the roller coaster is cresting the top of the hill.
The caption is Billy Corgan rides a roller coaster.
And now it goes down.
I want more. I want more. I want
to hit the turn. We don't even care. And they lengthened out the weed.
And then it goes up the hill.
Right. They looped it a little bit.
Yeah.
They
should have. Beatles not impressed with a lot of production today.
Why? Because I thought the
Who Jacked It? You didn't like it that much. It was, you said, eh.
You know what it was? Riley told us he was working on a Who Jacked It intro.
If he had done it, it would have been good then, right?
Oh, wow.
I was just expecting something in the vein of John Riley.
Even the intern.
I was expecting
not in the vein of Hardy.
Wow.
I don't know what you're trying to start.
Hardy's is a little more intellectual and witty, and you got to sort of search for the meaning, as he told us.
He
put an Easter egg hunt in it. Riley.
Then I saw the title of the song. Now I'm totally perplexed.
Riley will beat you over the head with just obvious stupidity that I think
it's time
appeals
for.
To a wider audience.
Riley's in the Phil Spector Wall of Sound school of production. He just throws a lot of stuff at you.
Yes. He's got the booming
you over
intro.
The head with
you want some good sound effects or something in there?
Beats you over the head with his production.
It's a tough one. This is a tough one to deal with.
No, you put the Shake Weight Command video up on it. I thought NBC would have done it.
The video would be great on audio for the radio.
Yeah. No. What? Yeah.
Yeah, put Shake Weight in the intro.
What?
Huh? What's the sound of the Shake Weight?
I'll do a video for our theme song.
Oh, God.
I don't know if NBC Sports is going to play.
You know what we should do?
We'll put it on our social.
We could put Lanny on the parking lot with his Manny Ramirez swing. Because it's so pure.
Stop. All right, don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. I promise we'll jump to your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This could potentially be like our greatest off show
day we've had.
And we can share exactly 0% of it, so I don't know why you mentioned it.
It's just because some days are like, we never have that. But.
I'm not sure we could do that as a podcast.
Nope. Right?
Nope.
Is this Smash Pumpkins?
We worked at like Barstool, we would have been able to do that conversation. 617-779.
I don't think anybody would want to listen to it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would. Jesus.
Tom Brady's on Twitter. I'm going to be the first to block him. I'm just going to block
it.
I responded, shut up, in capital letters. It said my tweet came from Texas.
Well, maybe you're in Texas today. Who the hell knows?
That's scary. Has to do with probably because I responded from our work computer.
And it's probably connected to Texas somehow. Who knows?
It's stream that right there.
Raffy in Vermont. What's up, Raffy? How you been?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
My man.
Guys, I'm a little disagree with you on that on your Michigan State approach. I mean, I don't think we have a woman came out and said when she was 15 she was raped by a man, and right now this man is president. So let's just get rid of all those things. I mean, it's good to go until that man is out of office. Let's just enough of those conversations because the president did it and that's okay now. My thing about the Celtics.
I'm just going to move on from that. Go on. Continue. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's not have that. I don't think we're saying the same thing.
What are you doing? What do you got? C's. You're a C's caller.
the Celtic is, guys, Kerry can leave. Kerry Irving can leave. I don't think the Celtics need that dude. And I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. Go see that movie about Babe Ruth. I mean, that movie was about Babe Ruth when he was playing with the Boston Braves before he left. If the day he hit 4 home runs, there is a line on that movie where he's about to come in and one of the guys look at him and say, dude, you are killing that team. You used to be good, but you're no longer good anymore. And then after he hit the 4 home run, there is a line in that movie where the coach, it's time for him to go back in the plate, and he looked, he turned around, he told the manager, hey, let that kid play. He's right. Kyrie Irving, the young kids, they don't respect him anymore. They feel like he's holding up progress. If he's gone, the other players, they want to play. And the Celtics will be fine without him and maybe better. That's my take.
Okay. The Babe Ruth movie. Which Babe Ruth movie is that? You haven't seen that one. But he thinks the Celtics don't need Kyrie Irving. And he's probably basing that on what he saw last year in the playoffs. That's what most people who say that base it
that's,
on.
That's the argument.
And yeah. You know why? It's easy to feel, I don't know.
And I like that
like
team, too.
Like you missed that team.
You missed. Okay. So yesterday, I think, is a great example of that. I don't watch any college hoops, like during the year. I couldn't turn off either game because both teams are busting their ass like you wouldn't believe. Auburn, Kentucky. The way the game's played above the rim, that Duke-Michigan State game, and the way you got finesse team and these young kids from Duke versus the physicality that Michigan State brings every time they play. Like, that was the Celtics last year.
I'll tell you what comes down to.
I mean, Celtic basketball was what we watched yesterday.
That team was easier to like. That's why people.
Like the Jaylen Brown dunks last year. The run and gun.
Have a romantic feeling about it.
You know, the Isaiah, even go back, not to bring up Isaiah, but the Isaiah three bombs, you know. I mean, the kid from Purdue the other night. That kid just, like, unconscious.
Was it one of the players of Stevens that if you watch the Friday night Celtics game, you watch them play the Pacers. The Pacers are like the Celtics last year. They got their star player out, and they're playing scrappy, and they're battling every single night. They might not win every game, but they're battling.
Yeah. Yeah, you just like the competitive play yesterday.
Let's go to Dave, who's in Waltham. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
So, yeah, this is my point about the J.D. Martinez thing. Mookie Betts, with the analytics, he's a star with the war, with because of his defense, the base running. I don't care. J.D. Martinez, we have to keep him because we can't lose both. He is just a professional hitter. He definitely teaches all these guys how to hit, too. Devers is getting better, you can tell. So, I don't think Mookie's is going to get a crazy contract. He's just that good, So, I don't think we can mess around with the J.D. Martinez thing. I would have rather traded him easily. Keep Mookie to win a World Series 100%, though. Don't trade him. We got to go for the goal. Thank you, guys.
Okay, I get what you're saying. What you're saying, don't bother trading him. Keep him until the end of the contract. Get the next 2 years out of him when he's playing for that next contract and use it to your advantage. Because the time, if you're going to trade Mookie, the time to do it is now.
Yeah.
It's time to start talking about it now. I feel by the time you get to next offseason, what's the point?
Too late. They got you.
I mean, at that point, you might want to just consider keeping him for the value he brings to the team.
There's something about Martinez, too. When he's right and he's on, man, the crack, the way that ball comes off his bat.
He did it for 1 year, and he's gotten off to a good start. And I still want to see more. That's how I feel about him.
Yeah, but I think you need a superstar here. Like,
isn't it?
Betts
yeah.
is the closest thing. Like, Martinez doesn't have that cachet. I'm sorry. Damn good hitter. But he Mookie. We like superstars here. Look at the Kyrie stuff. Like, Kyrie, Brady, him. Bergeron. Oh, my God. Went to the Bees game the other day. That team looked dead.
They lost 4-1. Yeah, it didn't work out
And Luongo stood on his head. I mean, it looked like they just showed up and just said, we're going to go through the motions and just skate around. And,
Bobby!
Yeah, we'll get 14 more shots in him, but yeah, Luongo stopped there. Matuka, two awful goals he let in.
Ralph in Rhode Island on the Xander Bogaerts contract. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I agree with Beetle before when he said, when they signed Sale, I just assumed that's Bogaerts. I like Bogaerts. He's not a great fielder. He's not a great hitter. He's a good fielder, good hitter. But I think that's where they would have saved some money. Now you've got Price still there with his money. Sale, who we know the risk that is right now, and you sign Bogaerts. You got Martinez coming up. You got Betts coming up. That's the guy I would have said, well, that's the guy. Yeah, I would have signed him. But, they, you know, you look down through the years going back to Crawford. This team just throws money around. They've been successful, but they really waste a lot of money. The Pedroia thing, which I understand why they advanced him so with a couple of years left. And now you're in a situation talking on radio shows about, well, are we going to re-sign Mookie Betts? This team better re-sign Mookie Betts. I mean, you know, that's your star. But I just disagree with what they do, and I really don't like signing Bogaerts. I really don't like it. I think it's just too much money to put into him because I love the outfield too, guys. I mean, I would have looked at Bradley and others and said, maybe we can make Bradley a few more years now, cheaper price. Business-wise, I don't like this Bogaerts move.
Really? Because, I mean, it's a deal. Do you admit it's a deal? Do you think he got
Oh yeah.
He's overpaid?
It's a deal if you got the money to spend. But, I mean, with the contracts coming up, you know JD's going to opt out of this contract. And that's another thing. I don't understand. If you want to sign with the Red Sox? Look, we'll take a shot with you, but we'll give you the opt-out. So just in case you're better, you know, we won't have an opt-out out of it. You know, we got to pay you if you suck or if you tear your knee. You know, we're still going to pay you all this money. But it will give you. When did they start giving everybody these opt-out deals? I don't like them. I really don't like them at all.
Well, I think it's, you know, one of the things that the players have certainly made gains in the last couple of years. They haven't made a ton of gains in terms of, you know, mid-level and lower-level players getting paid. Top-level guys are still getting paid, but this is one of the things that the players have sort of gained is these opt-outs. I think in the case of J.D. Martinez, he opts out. You can, you know, again, I need that sample to be more than just last year. Here. I know, but I know that sounds sort of ridiculous because he's put together a good stretch here over the last couple of years. For me, I value putting money into the guys that are just naturally gifted and have a ton of ability. And to me, that's Betts. But you could say that the power in terms of hitting to all fields for JD is better. It's better than Betts. But I look at JD Martinez and just, I don't know. I don't look at him the same way I look at Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is a special player. That's how I feel about him. JD Martinez can crush it and hit for power. But I look at Mookie Betts and I truly believe that's a guy who just has so much ability in so many different ways. Terrific fielder, base runner. He's fast. Can hit for power. He's great.
I think he needs a superstar.
I love him. He is. He's a superstar.
Especially in this league to keep even the young fans. Who's bringing anybody to the ballpark or to sit there and to the numbers you talk about through a 3 or 4 hour game? Betts mm-hmm. is the type of guy that holds you, not Martinez.
Rob and Adams. Hi, Rob.
Zo, I hate to disagree with you, man. I don't want superstars. I agree with Raffy. I really think that we here want some homegrown talent. We want the Time Lord to excel.
How many years you want to do that? How many years you want to do that?
To excel.
Yeah.
Well, isn't Betts is homegrown talent?
Yeah.
I love Betts. I want Betts to stay, but we can't afford what's going to be. $54 million a year by the time he comes up for the contract? It's not going to happen. Soak the 2 years out of him and get some homegrown talent. We're paying for Bogaerts. I love that. I'd see Jason Tatum grow to be a superstar. Rossi's ready. Zo, if you had gone 13 for 14 in the back carry for 200 yards, we won the game. We won, Zo.
Right.
That's all I got to say, brother. Hey, thanks for your show.
But then if I'd have done that, then I'd have been a superstar. That's why you'd have wanted me.
You were a superstar in your own mind.
In my own mind, yes.
You were.
Yeah.
We got the tapes to prove it.
Yep. I'm excited for the next off-air discussion here.
Hardy has headlines. We'll get you caught up. We got one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Paul's in New Hampshire on Kyrie Irving.
Hi, it's just not on Kyrie. I want to talk about Mookie Betts too.
Thanks for calling again, Paul.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
I just got home from work.
Nice.
I'm not going to be able to call till late. I just started a new job, so I don't get home till like 1 o'clock. But I think Kyrie Irving can be a very good asset to the team. And I think a lot of the problem is when he's playing, he expects a lot out of the guys he's playing with, the young guys. And when he yells at them, I think, and he tries to structure them into doing the right thing, it causes controversy where they don't play as a team. But if they can all get together on the same page with Kyrie, I think it'll work. And, okay, that's where I'm going to stay there. I think Kyrie's an asset to the Celtics. Mookie Betts, I like that deal better than the Chris Sale deal. I think Mookie is talented all around. He's structured well. He's a young man, built well. He can play very well. He can hit when he's on a hot streak. Chris Sale, on the other hand, he's awful thin. I know people compare him to Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson was huge. Tall, big. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a big guy, big leg.
Big unit. The big unit.
Yes, that's why they call him the big unit.
Yeah.
But you look at Chris Sale, the last game he pitched, every batter, his velocity went down and down and down. Every inning, his velocity went down and down. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's not ready. I know it's too early to throw him under the bus. But I do think Mookie Betts, if he plays his cards right, he could be a franchise player.
Mookie Betts could be a franchise player if he plays his cards right?
I think he's already a franchise player.
He's already there.
Chris Sale, I mean, we've talked about this. I get concerned with how frail he looks, and you worry about, is there shoulder issues? Like, again, did they overuse him at the end of the year? The answer is no. I know he helped you win the World Series. We know what he did at the end. But he had an entire offseason. They sort of eased him into it. Be a little concerned that you shouldn't come out and be able to shut down Seattle game one? Maybe a little bit. I'll give him one more start. If he does that again, he may have some issues. And not like anybody else is pitching their ass off. None of them. Porcello. Good God. We'll see what Price does. See what Price does at Oakland. Maybe he'll turn it around. The stopper. Yeah.
Jim is in New Hampshire today.
Give you seven strong. Yeah. What's up? Jim. Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Yeah. How you doing today?
Yeah.
I just got a comment about the Boston Bruins. You know how it is when you get to the playoffs, like in any professional sport. It's a whole different ball game when you get to the playoffs. You got to be more gritty, more gutsy, and really likes to get involved in the game. There's one particular player on the Bruins that I don't even know why he's in part of their lineup. Is this guy Joakim Nordstrom? I don't think he's played got a goal in 40 games, and he doesn't hit. He doesn't grind it out in the boards or anything. I don't have any idea why they couldn't put somebody else in his spot. Thanks.
Well, I can tell you, Zoe was there on Saturday, and he got a close-up view of Nordstrom, so he could probably speak on the matter.
That team had cement feet Saturday. They didn't want to be there.
What'd you see from Nordstrom?
I don't know. Nothing. Tell you what, the first time I've seen him, like, skate live, and I know we've had him on our show, the brusque looks smooth, effortless at times. Not like he did anything outstanding Saturday, but just watching him skater, I mean, he looks good. He really does. It's a good young player. Tuukka would look terrible early in that game. And I thought, man, you know what? Maybe he'll yank him based on how Cassidy's been critical of him. Not critical, but from an accountability standpoint. How about what he said last week, too? Heading into the playoffs, yeah, we think Tuukka's our number one guy. We got two good ones, but we think Tuukka's number one.
Don't you love how he's sort of been pushing Tuukka's buttons?
All year.
Leading up to the playoffs?
All year, yeah. Like trying to get,
He had comments after the Tampa Bay game about Tuukka.
Because, like, if you skate the way you did on Saturday.
Did you see that last week?
Yes.
Like the Tampa Bay game, he went after Tuukka after that game.
Yep. Yeah.
That was the game that Hardy and Billy Jaffe had a disagreement about. Was the Tampa Bay game.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Early last week.
Did you know that
he had said some things about Tuukka? Well, we could use Tuukka to something along the lines of he could be better. about Tuukka Rask. And then, yeah, I think he's our number one.
And then the plus, he talked about, yeah, we think he's our number one goalie.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing there, it's worked for the better part of the season.
Do you think Tuukka hears it, though?
I think they all do.
I think, Tuukka's just the same guy all the time. You know, it's just, he seems unfazed by what's said about him. Yeah, but he's.
Do you feel like Tuukka's been, now, granted, his level of play, which has been very good this year, could be in part to the fact that he's gotten, you know, he's sort of shared the load. Right?
Yeah.
That's part of it. But do you think it could also be because he's sort of, he's being forced to fight for the number one status by his coach, real or perceived? It's been put out there and it's been made to feel like, you know, Tuukka's one of our goalies. He's got to prove that he is the goalie.
Is there another player on the team that Cassidy has been more, I don't know, not unfair to, but
sort of
been
ridden?
More critical of? Yeah,
no, I don't think there is.
Like, wow, like this has gone on since Cassidy's taken over. Not
sort of comes
year.
With the territory of being a goalie.
But maybe that's what he thinks he needs to push that guy's buttons, because if his team offensively looks like they did Saturday, Tuukka needs to stand on his head if they're going anywhere. Luongo was damn good in net. He made a couple saves, Jesus, on Saturday, and we're good. Reminiscent of old ones. That team was not great they played. That team wasn't any good. Bruins got their ass kicked this weekend. So they're waiting for the playoffs.
Tom Brady tweeted again.
Did he? How many followers do you have now, Jim? 70,000?
79,000.
Jesus.
He tweeted again, was this a bad joke?
No, it was hysterical.
Two tweets in, he's already bad at Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Go back to Instagram.
Yeah. Get off Twitter.
This showed me one thing. Zoe is not even remotely prepared for the day he calls it quits officially.
Nope. It'll be a bad day. Bad day around.
He's not going to be able to speak. Even if it's 3 or 4 years from now.
Like, seriously. No, not even that. Like, say, like, it's
this
week.
Had him in tears the day Gronk hung him up.
Say it's this week. Yeah. Say it's this week. I don't know what to do. You know what they're going to do? I don't know what I do.
Well, I don't think he's calling it quits this week. I don't think
you have to worry about it. Don't do it to me now. Not ready yet. Not ready yet.
All right. Today's takeaways are coming up next, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaways are delivered to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss has now made losing weight even easier for clients with gourmet prepared meals delivered right to your door. Fresh, high-quality prepared meals with free delivery. Mwah. Mm.
To the takeaways we go. I'll tell you what mine is. Oh, ratings yesterday. Not so much that the Red Sox were not first in the afternoon time slot that they were playing. I'm just surprised how well college basketball did here yesterday. It was sort of surprising to me to see how well it did, that it got a rating over a 7. Over a 7 that game did in this market. That's a good number.
It's a damn good number.
It's a really good number. A college basketball game.
Considering here where college sports
Michigan
really don't
State,
resonate. You know?
It's not, I mean, not a championship game. It's, I mean, I don't even think the championship game will do a number like that. But here it did. And so it did a 7-1. Locally, that was the preliminary number.
It's a good matchup, though. And two good coaches.
And the Red Sox were at about a 5.5, so it beat the Red Sox. Meanwhile, in this demo, Males 25-54. Overwhelming win. Over a 7 again for the game and a 2-8 for the Red Sox yesterday. That's a little bit surprising. I thought it'd be a little bit closer. But just the fact that college hoops did that well, that's pretty good. I think that speaks well of Boston as a sports town that will watch things other than just the Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics.
It's like you watch what's hot, you know, at that time. Like, and again, to not defend the Red Sox, but you open up on the West Coast, you know, the Times, you know, especially when I know you watch Friday night, and how many people watch that? You're busy on the weekends. Yeah, Saturday was a nice day.
So here's something I have. If, again, this to go back to my point on day one of the tournament, if UMass or BC were able to routinely, you know, every at least every few years get okay. into the tournament.
Yeah.
How do you think the local audience would react? Probably positively.
Right, pretty good.
Yeah.
There's an appetite.
And I know that Harvard's been in a lot in recent years, and I know that Northeastern was in, and that's great. I'm glad they are. I'm glad
UMass,
that they've been in.
UMass more so than BC. I think UMass probably has
with history.
A bigger, well, just a larger population of people affiliated
with
the
school.
Let
me explain it to you. UMass has a bigger group of people. BC has more people that have nothing to do with the school that will root for the school.
So Notre Dame-esque.
That's how they balance out.
But that's everywhere. That's not even necessarily like hyper-local. You understand what I'm saying? Like BC has people rooting for them all over the country probably. I don't know that the numbers would... Put it this way. If UMass and BC were in it in different years, I think UMass would be responsible for a bigger tick locally in the ratings than BC would.
It's tick season.
Okay.
It is tick season. Found a tick on Scout already.
That's a problem.
It is.
So that's who came up just that name? To revisit that
tick. I did.
But UMass hockey in the Frozen Four. Frozen Four! Getting ready for a game.
Aren't you like, do you know what's funny?
11th and 13th.
Especially, too, not to get off topic here, but the dog names.
Yeah.
Wait, they wait 2 weeks? They don't play this weekend?
It's a long time.
Really?
It's the 11th. Yeah, the 11th is the first game. UMass and
I was
Denver.
Shocked by it because I asked Peter that, too. And I'm like, oh, he's like, wow, that's
you got Providence.
Off.
Providence is in it, too. Your Fry is.
Yeah, they played at home this week.
Yeah, they played in Providence in their regional.
Would you go to a game, Jim, and stay outside with your shorts on?
No.
Could be a UMass-Providence final. Could be. It's conceivable.
In Buffalo.
From your lips to God's ears.
In Buffalo. Do you see the difference between the NCAA basketball tournament and the Frozen Four?
Well,
you see the diff?
And not to joke, because I hear people all the time bitch when Patriots play in Buffalo. There's not a ton of direct flights to Buffalo. Like, Buffalo's not an easy, you know, hop, skip, and a jump on a plane.
No, JetBlue only goes direct like 3 times a day.
All right. He's trying to make a point.
I was just saying.
A 6-hour drive from UMass, probably?
Yeah.
Home game.
Maybe a little bit less if you're, you know, going slightly above the speed limit.
Hammer.
Well, speaking of the...
I didn't want to drive.
I
got a buddy who's driving. I'm like, dude,
I'm not driving. That would be consideration in Buffalo. I had two of my former roommates last night, and I was talking with a bunch of, you know, guys that
former roommates.
One of whom you know or know of.
Yeah.
You're talking about, hey, what do you say about a trip to Minneapolis? And I said, guys,
no thanks.
I spent a week there a year ago, and it's very nice. If you guys decide to go, you're going to have a good time, nice people. It's too soon.
I never
want
to see Minneapolis.
Man. I'm not going back to Minneapolis for a Final Four weekend, probably either way, but certainly not after having spent a week there. For the Super Bowl a little over a year ago.
Remember the jerky store at the mall and like the vest store?
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I don't need to do it.
That mall was so big you had to create stores because you don't have enough normal, regular name stores to fill up that entire space.
Yeah. Well, once you put lids in there 3 different times, then you have to start making up stores.
Three that we found. I'm sure there are more that are not discovered in there. Right. What do you got? Do you got anything?
I have one thing.
Yeah.
On Friday, we did the birthday playlist, as we do every year. Whenever it's your birthday, you can pick the songs for that day. And I tweeted out a list of songs that we had played that day. Two separate tweets. And the first one had, you know, Beastie Boys, Sunvolt, Urge Overkill, Lyle Lovett. That tweet was liked by none other than...
Lyle Lovett.
Oh! Who liked that one. And
what else he have to do right now?
One of the replies to it, they said, love the Urge Overkill track. So Lyle Lovett liked the fact that we played him. And... apparently like Surge Overkill, too. That stock went up even more. I didn't even think it was possible. His stock price couldn't be any higher in my book to begin with.
You're already obsessed.
A little bit. Named one dog after him, so what? It's no big deal.
Jim, we have an update on Tom Brady followers on Twitter. Since it's April Fool's Day and Tom decided to play a little prank that's not even funny. It made me realize I'm not ready for the end yet.
I can't look. I blocked him. You have to look for me, Jim.
88,000.
How many?
Hardy's 88.8.
Hardy's taking credit. 88,000. The first guy to block Tom Brady.
I don't That's need him Hardy's sliding into my DMs. Stay away from me.
Two tweets.
That's what he goes with.
It's just such a corny bad joke, you know? Just it's not even funny.
How many is he at, Jim?
88,000.
I thought it'd be more.
You know what? He's already verified. Like with a blue check mark.
He's probably verified before he started.
It's going to be mid to high 60s in Minneapolis this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it going to be for WrestleMania down in MetLife?
So to get back to that question, though, so for the Frozen Four, is your daughter going to go and support you?
No, she's got to study.
How do you know?
She's got to study.
What if there's a road trip that develops in the next 10 days?
Maybe I'll drive.
A road trip to Buffalo.
That's a long drive. Good God.
What if it's a school-sponsored bus trip?
Buses, you could go. Yeah.
Well, the good news is if you go there, you're right across from Canada where you can go and drink legally.
Not going to happen.
Good trip.
Great trip.
Nope, I got her passport.
One final news item for the day that we didn't get to, gentlemen. We'll just throw it into takeaways here. You know, the scooters launched in Brookline today.
I heard about this.
A woman was hurt moments after the scooters hit the streets of Brookline.
This is awesome. I love these scooters.
She was taking part in a demonstration showing prospective riders how to operate one of the Burden Line scooters.
Safely.
Paramedics appeared to be treating a cut to the woman's forehead. Now, see, I take offense to this. Anybody against it? Maz, you rode them in Atlanta.
That's the best thing Atlanta had.
I rode it a couple of times in Atlanta. They were fantastic. They really were. I mean, if done properly, can help get just a handful of cars off the streets.
I saw
get yourself back and forth. I'm in favor of them. This is a bad look for them.
I saw Marcus Cannon going downhill in one. He was going to the family hotel.
Yeah.
He was moving.
Did you ride one?
Downhill. Oh, yeah. Loved them.
Beetle?
No, I never did.
No. Huh. Well, they were fantastic.
Brooklyn. Now I feel like I missed something.
You did.
Yeah, you just
download
the app and
scooter lights up and
it's
you get
cold
there.
There, though.
No, it wasn't. One day it was.
Yeah. Weather update.
It's 40 there.
40 degrees for WrestleMania next week in MetLife. Have fun.
See ya. Ooh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.